So we're talking about the boil water advisory. It's been, oh my goodness, what has it been now?
Long.
Long, yeah. I'll go back and look at the date. But anyway, there was a lightning strike we're hearing. So what's the issue? What's the holdup? Why is it taking so long to get this thing back up and running?
So the lightning strikes caused our energy supply to be unstable. I think it's important for people to understand that the messaging has never changed. The messaging has always remained the same. Lightning strikes, which caused damage to components which need to be replaced. And without those replaced components, we cannot guarantee a consistent water quality within the parameters required by Department of Environment. And it is Department of Environment that give us the go-ahead light to lift the water advisory, to lift the boil water advisory. So currently, we're working on stabilizing energy to the plant, which was damaged due to the lightning. So we're stabilizing our electrical energy to the plant, and then the components will be installed. So the components have arrived. We waited for them. And at this present time, we are stabilizing energy to the plant. So Nova Scotia Power is working to do that. We have hired consultants. We've been working with various agencies. We've been working with water utility specialists. We have been working with everyone in the water utility field to solve this problem. However, it was a serious problem when the lightning unstabilizes our energy, which then burns out the components.
Okay, so this is a physical component problem.
It's physical. It's unstable electricity caused from the lightning strikes, and that is being rectified by Nova Scotia Power, and then the components will be installed. But with the power damaged, and then we had to wait for components. This is a very timely process.
So that you have the components you need, though, you just wait to get the power installed so you can put them in.
Right. We need to, the power needs to be stabilized. The plant is producing good water, but yet we cannot guarantee to Nova Scotia Department of Environment that it will remain consistent until those components are installed, and the components will be installed once we have the power stabilized to the plant. So the message is exactly the same: components, electricity. It's people are becoming frustrated. Some people are. Some people understand and are thankful that they do have water within their pipes. People question, you know, why isn't there why isn't there detailed descriptions of what's going on? Department of Environment really stress to our water utility operators that we do not confuse messages, and that the only message we send out is the boil water advisory. So don't want to make people think, oh, the water's fine and safe. Just Department of Environment, their recommendation, which staff have been following, is simply state boil the water before consumption. That's Department of Environment. They just said, don't mix up messages. Don't try to explain what's wrong. Just tell people to boil the water.
But of course, you know, a month in, people are understandably upset, and they're looking for reasons. They want to know why it's taking so long. Because, you know, if it's just a, I think people are understanding about a boil water advisory. And if it's a couple of days or a week, you know, they understand it takes some time to get things fixed. But, you know, when we're stretching into over a month, I think that, you know, maybe that dictate from the Department of Environment, you know, isn't going to satisfy a lot of people. So I think it's good that you come forward with the explanation you just have.
And that's why I'm speaking with you today.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess to wrap this up then, we're waiting on Nova Scotia Power to stabilize the power. Have they given you any indication how much longer that might take?
We don't want to put in unexpected time frames.
Okay. So it's,
they're there working this week, and they will be there working next week.
Okay. So into next week for sure. And then once the power is stabilized, any idea of how long it would take to get those components installed? Is that a couple of days or is that longer?
That should be a quick turnaround. And then Department of Environment will do their investigation. And if they give us the green light, then we can lift the boil water advisory.
All right. Well, I appreciate you letting us know what was going on there. I guess we'll just, you know, we just got to be patient. Got to get the work done and make sure it's safe for everyone to drink, right?
Exactly. And like I've told several people, the parts that we had to wait to get aren't sitting on the store shelves of local hardware stores. They're specific components, and to put them in with unstable power simply does not, they do not work. So the importance to stabilizing that energy, which basically means stabilizing it to the point that future lightning strikes are not going to cause this severe damage again.
So we need
to stabilize that energy.
Oh, so this is actually going to prevent more outages in the future as well.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't gone through all this just to get smacked by a lightning strike again. So this should help stabilize, according to the consultants and everyone that we've dealt with and specialists in Nova Scotia Power, the work being undertaken will stabilize that energy to the plant such that we are not going to worry again, though there's always a chance, but these very specific electrical components, which are not readily available, we need to ensure that once they're put in, they're not going to be blown out again in another 2 weeks.
Sure, exactly.
So it's stabilizing the energy for the components.
Yeah.
And I know people say, well, you know, it's not the story we've been hearing, but it is the story. Staff have made it very clear in their messaging to council and the messaging that we've transferred that the problem was due to lightning strikes. True. And the components have to be installed to ensure the consistent water quality fits within the parameters of Department of Environment. It's a long process. It would have been a lot easier, you know, had there just, you know, been something wrong with the, something simple, but this was not a simple fix. And I just ask people to, you know, I thank those who are patient. I thank those that understand. And for those people who this is causing hardship to, I apologize. However, as mayor and council, we are not electrical experts. We've got electrical experts. We have water consultant experts hired. Agencies have been hired. This is not push it to the bottom of the pile. This has been a priority since the day the plant stopped operating. Yeah, it's just unfortunate that there seems to be so much anger in people for, I don't know if it's this reason specific or if it's just anger at many things. However, you know, I know my members of council are feeling abused by comments that they receive when they're out. And they, however, our staff are doing their utmost. This is a priority. We have experts hired to solve this and to fix this. And it cannot, it's being done as quickly as it can be done.
Definitely. All right. Well, again, thanks, Mayor Norman. I appreciate that.
Sure.